Would you rather be shown mercy by someone else or be the one to show mercy to someone else? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever needed mercy in your life? Maybe one of your parents didn't discipline you for making a dumb decision, or a teacher gave you an extra chance to make up for work that you should have done a long time ago. Or on the flip side, have you shown mercy to someone who didn't deserve it? Or did you withhold mercy and you gave them what they had coming to them? Now, God's mercy is a lot more powerful and much farther reaching than ours could ever be. And we're going to dive into it now with Isn't It Merciful? By Matthew Shumway. Life can be tough, and we all make mistakes. But one thing that remains constant is God's mercy. In moments of doubt, fear, or guilt, we often forget just how merciful our Heavenly Father is. So let's dive into this wonderful aspect of God's character and reflect on the question, isn't it merciful? What even is mercy anyway? Mercy is often defined as compassion or forgiveness shown by someone in a position of power towards someone who deserves punishment. In essence, it's about withholding punishment or offering kindness when it's not deserved. We all sin and we all fall short of God's glory. However, God's mercy is abundant. Check out Romans 3, 23 through 24 for more on that. Remember this, God's mercy is unfailing. It's not based on what we do or don't do, it's freely given. Ephesians 2, 1 through 10, and Titus 3, 3 through 7 talk more about that. And Lamentations 3, 22 through 23 tells us that God's mercies are new every morning. No matter how many times we stumble or fall, God's mercy is there to pick us up and set us on the right path. But humans are imperfect. You may sometimes feel overwhelmed by your own imperfections. You might worry about falling short of expectations, not just from others, but also from yourself. But remember, God knows your weaknesses and His mercy is tailor-made for your imperfections. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16 tells us more about that. He knows all your flaws, and He loves you anyway. He loves you so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for you so that you can be forgiven and dwell with Him for eternity. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. So, we can now live out God's mercy. God's mercy isn't just for us to receive, it's also for us to extend to others. Colossians 3, 12 encourages that. We have opportunities every day to show mercy to our friends, family, and people we interact with at school, work, church, the grocery store, a whole lot of places. By offering forgiveness and compassion, we can be living examples of God's mercy. So, let's revisit the question. Isn't it merciful? Yes, God's mercy is a gift that keeps on giving, and it's available to us every day. We are loved and cherished, imperfections and all. And as we carry the awareness of God's mercy in our hearts, it shines through our actions toward others. God is always ready to forgive and heal, to welcome us with open arms. So let's talk about this a little more. Can you think of a time someone showed you mercy? And what was that like? In Jesus's parable or symbolic story in Luke 15, what do you notice about God's mercy? Now, as you and I can read in Lamentations 3, 22 through 23, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Luke 15, verses 1 and 2, and verses 11 through 13 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and are you ready to take the next step in your daily devotions? Then sign up for a free subscription to get the printed version of Unlocked sent to you. Once you have a physical copy in hand, you can set it aside with a real, actual Bible at wherever you do devotions and build up to a daily habit. Get your free subscription at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, the first of a two-part series that she wrote about how little habits make a big difference. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.